In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. One more time. Good morning. Wonderful. You saw me smiling when I came out today because I think you'll notice we have a lot of new altar boys this year, and it's quite a blessing to see so many of them. I was talking to Peter Cook, I think. This is an aside from the sermon, by the way. I was talking to Peter Cook a few minutes ago, and it's amazing how every few years this kind of happens, right? We had these 18-year-olds, and now we're down with all of these younger kids again. But it is a blessing to have them, and they're doing a wonderful job. So we thank the parents for bringing them. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. It really is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So as I was thinking about our scripture reading, I began to think about this issue of names, right? Because Jesus asks this man who is demon-possessed his name, and I began to think about my own name. Now, I think some of you, I may have spoken to you before about my name, and it's important to me because it is the name of my maternal grandfather. So he wasn't named Larry, he was named Eleftherios, and I took on his name. That was the name that was given to me. My middle name is actually my maternal great-grandfather's name, Vasily, right? So that is the names that I was given. My brother is Steve, actually, Stavros, and that was the name of our paternal grandfather, and his middle name is Nicholas. My father is Nicholas Stavros, and then my papu was Stavros Nikolaos, and then my great-grandfather was Nicola. Yeah, you get it, right? Yeah. It goes on and on and on and on. And I always thought that was the coolest thing, right? That my brother had two names that went on for like generations, right? I thought it was so cool. And I'm happy with my name too, because my name and Stevie's name reminds us of who we really are, right? That I'm not just Larry, but I'm connected to something much, much greater than me, right? That I'm connected to this. And names are important, right? What we call ourselves is important. What's the first thing that you do when you meet someone who is new, that you've never met before? What do you do? What do you do? You ask them what their name is. That's right. You say, what is your name? My name is Father Larry, right? And why do we do that? Because that is a way to build relationship. It's a personal thing. We're trying to get to know who that person is. And sometimes you might even want to know a little bit more about them. And one of the coolest things is that when you see that person again in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, even a year, and they remember your name. Now that's something, right? And maybe they not only remember your name, but they can tell you a little bit about yourself. That is building relationships. And that's exactly what Jesus did today. What he did today was he saw a man who was a mess, right? And instead of running away from this man, he asked him his name. He wanted to know who he was. And the amazing thing with our Lord and Savior is that sometimes we forget who we really are. We get kind of lost in this world. And Jesus has a way of bringing us back. He has a way of showing us who it is that we really are. And that's exactly what we see this morning. Today, it's important for all of us to take a minute and ask ourselves, who am I? Am I going in the right direction? If not, maybe I need to make some changes and allow Jesus to be the one to do that. So this morning, we had just heard from the Gospel of St. Luke, which is the gospel that we're reading. A few verses before this, our Lord is out in a boat. You may have heard this story before, and all of a sudden these waves come up and things get a little wild out there, and Jesus calms the storm. And the disciples are amazed with this. They're amazed and they're like, who is this guy? Who is this guy that can just say to a storm, stop, and it stops, right? They are amazed by this. So then they make it to the shore and they go to this land of the Gadarenes, and Jesus is about to amaze them one more time. Because when they get off the boat, they meet this guy. And the scripture has a lot of details about him, right? He's this man who is out of his mind, right? He is possessed. They say that he doesn't have a home, but he lives in the tombs. And it says that he was a scary guy, and they tried to bind him, right? So no one really wanted to go near him. He was an outcast. No one wanted to talk to him. No one wanted to have a relationship with him. But what does Jesus do? He says, hey, what's your name? Right? Jesus reached out to him. And I think that's exactly what our Lord and Savior does to all of us, right? He comes to us and he says, who are you? Because what he wants most is to get to know me. He wants to know me and he wants to know each and every one of you. But more than just knowing who you are, he wants you to know who it is that you can become. What it is that all of us have the potential of becoming. So what's the answer that he gives? He says, my name is Legion. So this tells us that this man was divided. This man no longer knew who he really was, because a legion is a Roman soldier, or an army term, right? And it means about 6,000 soldiers. So there was a lot going on within this man's life that he no longer knew at all who he was. He was confused. He was lost. And I thought about myself sometimes. And I thought about how sometimes with everything going on in my life, being pulled in all these different directions, I tend to forget. I tend to forget who I really am. And this happens to us, right? I think all of us. Sometimes there's an illness in our lives that causes us to be flipped upside down and to not know anymore who we are. Sometimes we lose a job. Sometimes we lose a loved one. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we sin, and then we wake up one day and we go, who in the world am I? What in the world am I doing? And it's at that time that our Lord and Savior comes to each of us, and he does the exact same thing that he did for that man today. He removes those things that are causing us to not know ourselves anymore. He casts those things away, and he allows us to be transformed. He allows us to become what we are supposed to be. But then he challenges us a little bit as well. I want to offer you one last thought here. Yesterday, Zachary and I and our Goyans had the blessing of going to something called Tent City. I think I've talked to you about it before. It's an opportunity for some of the homeless, I guess, in Toledo to come and they get these services. And one of the things that they also receive is food. And there's a group called Fellowship Matters that feeds them breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the Goyans had an opportunity to meet with other Orthodox youth, and they served food. Now, when they were preparing to do this, one of the people in charge there gave them some instructions. And these were their instructions. They said, as you are serving food, I want you to ask that person their name. I want you to ask them their name and maybe even ask them a little bit about themselves. Why do they want us to do that to those people? Because they're people. They're just like us. And they have a story as well. So at the end, we were doing the debriefing and we asked the kids, did you do this? And they said, oh yeah. And we could see in them that they were transformed. They were changed a little bit. And God willing, that lasts. But here's the thing. It wasn't only them that were changed, but I would imagine that the people that they served were changed a little bit as well, because they realized that there were people trying to build relationship with them. Today, after this man was healed, what did he do? He was finally who he really was. And he said to Jesus, I want to follow you. And Jesus said, no, you go back to your home and you tell everyone what God has done for you. My friends and my family in Christ, this is our call as well. We are called to come to Christ, allow him to show us who it is that we really are. And then we have to go tell others. We are people that are loved by Christ. And guess what? So are you. We are people who want Christ to be in our lives. And guess what? He wants that for you as well. We are people who know who we are because we are followers of Christ. And you can be as well. Sometimes we do this by words, and sometimes we do this by our actions. So today, let us remember who it is that we really are and what Christ wants for us, but to become closer to him so he can be the one who continues to lead us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.